I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. An interim state's attorney may soon be appointed for Rock Island County. Yesterday, County Board Chairman Richard Brunk announced his choice of Dora Villarreal to replace John McGehee. McGehee started working as a circuit judge last month. Villarreal now works for the Winstein, Kavensky, and Cunningham Law Firm in Rock Island, is licensed in Illinois and Iowa, and is president of the Rock Island County Bar Association. Brunk's recommendation will be considered by the county board next week. If approved, she will serve until the fall of next year. Since McGehee was sworn in, Patricia Castro has served as acting state's attorney. Hoping to keep the issue alive, some members of the Rock Island County Board want to look at ways to reduce the size of the board. Today, Republican board members will organize the Minority Caucus Downsizing Reapportionment Task Force. Drew Milkey from Coal Valley in District 22 says in an advisory referendum in 2012, 72% of the voters approved reducing the board from its current size of 25 to 15.
The purpose of the task force would actually just come up with some recommendations on how it might be done. So we preserve my ethnic minority voice, the rural minority voice, the political minority voice, to make sure that everyone has the same representation that they had at 25.
Milkey says it's vitally important to ensure rural residents of Rock Island County are well represented because of their greater dependence on county and township services compared with urban residents. And not surprisingly, he is interested in making sure Republicans are well represented on the board after decades of what he calls one-party rule in the county. Districts would be redrawn following next year's U.S. Census and take effect in 2022. A new community center for LGBTQ residents of the Quad Cities has opened in Rock Island. City leaders, clients, and staff held a ribbon cutting yesterday for Clock, Inc. on 24th Street in the former Illinois Oil Building. Founder Chase Norris says it offers a range of services, including counseling, group meetings, and educational events for all ages and genders. And it's growing every week.
Our biggest group is our all ages, which is LGBT youth, adults, school educators, counselors, literally everyone. People who realistically wouldn't all be a part of one group, and they're all in the same room and we do a group activity together.
So far, Norris is a staff of one, plus two college interns and a lot of volunteers. Hannah says she was looking for a community and found Clock, Inc.
Through Clock, I have not only found tolerance towards my identity, but acceptance. And it has allowed for me to blossom socially. This place is my comfort zone. It's my home away from home.
To name his new organization, he wanted a simple, easy-to-say name. Clock also refers to its time for society to change, and their clocks are set to 6:28, referring to June 28, 1969, when the Stonewall Riots broke out in New York City. They're often thought to be the beginning of the LGBTQ movement in the U.S. Tonight, the Davenport City Council will consider hiring an architect to design renovations for the main library downtown. A master plan was completed in January, and now it's ready to move on to the next phase of the project. Library Director Amy Groskopf says the library has remained largely unchanged since it opened in 1968, so renovating the building could greatly improve their services.
We're looking to be able to do more programming, especially with kids and teens, and to provide spaces in the library where people can come and do things, as well as access traditional library resources.
Groskopf says the changes will include improving the area of the library devoted to computers and technology. Hiring an architect will cost up to $150,000, and the renovations are expected to cost about $1.9 million. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.